Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, folks. Hope you are having a great Tuesday morning. We've got a great show lined up for you today. You will recall that we had promised that we would have a series of discussions around a report issued by the City Services Coalition. And today will be the second part of that. And at 12 o'clock, Errol Williams, assessor of Orleans Parish, will lead us in a discussion about setting up the CAO's office a little bit different in the governance structure of the City of New Orleans. And we'll enter into this robust discussion about that with not only Errol Williams, but Joe Givens, who coordinates the Communities of Hope Place-Based Organizing Initiative, and Carlin Connor, chairman and CEO of IMTT. And it's a little bit along the lines of a city manager, but they want to put it in the charter as to how this is going to actually happen. It seems to me to be a good compromise as opposed to city manager. Making sure that there are things and powers and authority that the CAO actually has. You will recall that there's been a lot of confusion under the Cantrell administration relative to assurances being made by leaders within that administration, only to have the mayor ultimately renege on it. Everyone thought that they had the authority, the presumed authority, to bind the administration as it relates to this. Silly were we. We find out otherwise that that's not the case. And it also sets it up, and we'll talk more about this as well, about getting someone that has a lot of experience in that regard and kind of limiting the mayor to just appoint whatever person they want, whether they be politically aligned with them or whatever it may be, to ensure that we get a good quality person in that job. And then the structure changes a little bit more, and we'll talk about that. In the back half of the 12 o'clock hour, Lambert Boissier, Constable First City Court, will help lead us in a conversation about the reorganization of the Sewage and Water Board to be called the New Orleans Water Authority. And he will be joined by Peter Gardner, owner of Gardner Development, a construction and development company specializing in historic development in the city of New Orleans. And these are committees that were set up within the City Services Coalition. These are heads of these committees that were part of authoring a 230-some-odd-page-plus report. Very well done. We've talked about that many times. And then again next week, we'll talk about some other issues. And one of the issues that I want to talk about next week that I think is really important is we're going to talk about, you know, whether or not whoever is elected mayor is going to be willing to put some of these folks that put a lot of work into this document on their transition committees, to give them a role, to have some input. They've done a lot of research. They have a lot of data backing up positions that they have advocated for in the report. It's not all perfect. No, there's no report that is. But it sets up a good starting point to kind of redefine, re-engineer the structure, the governance here in this city that's obviously not working. And I can't imagine that anybody would debate that. At 11:30, we're going to visit with Andrew Arthur, resident fellow in Law and Policy Center for Immigration Studies. The uptick in violence against ICE agents is absolutely unacceptable. We have people in leadership positions across this country advocating for individuals that come in contact with ICE to resist. And that has led to a 1,000% increase in assaults on our federal officers. Have we lost sight of what this is all about? Are we really kidding ourselves? The dialogue that's being used and the rhetoric here is extremely, extremely dangerous. We'll set this record straight on some of what's being said because it's false. More appropriately, it's a lie. At 11:10, we'll visit with Phelan Cornis, the president of Lake Oaks Civic Association. We spend time with community folks that are trying to make a difference in their neighborhood and their communities each and every day. And thankfully, we have groups and individuals like Phelan involved. And at 10:30, we'll visit with Jan Moeller, executive director of Invest in Louisiana, formerly known as the Louisiana Budget Project. They have an event coming up on the 18th, which will be, I think, day after tomorrow. Yep, it will be Thursday. And we'll talk about that with Jan. I wanted to talk a little bit about, again, in the aftermath of the Charlie Kirk situation, I came across two or three articles that were really succinct and I think really hit the point better than I did over the last couple of days, and I thought it might be worth spending a few moments talking about it. You know, a lot of folks, we know about this cancel culture that's existed, right? I mean, it's been out there. It was really strong during certain periods of time. Obviously, it was incredibly strong during the pandemic, that if you weren't on board with what everyone was saying, and you know, and they were saying follow the signs, follow this, follow that, but if there was something that just didn't seem right, didn't make sense, didn't square up with all of the details that had been provided before that, you got canceled. During the George Floyd situation, same thing. If you talked about this in a different way, you were racist. You got canceled. And, you know, we went on the onset of a whole lot of different programs out there that were being implemented, and we've developed this cancel culture. And there was no doubt that everyone was tiptoeing through the tulips around this for the most part in their respective places of employment, at schools with their kids or whatever. I mean, it was no big secret, right? And there's no doubt that it impacted the right more than it did the left, because the thing was being perpetuated by the left, and more likely than not because of who was in office at the time as opposed to who was not. And it was interesting because towards the end of that arc that existed relative to this cancel culture, there were those that came out and really talked about that this is really not a cancel culture, this is a consequence culture. And one of them, in one of the articles by Jim Garrity, actually, he mentions something that in 2021 actor LeVar Burton said, right? And it's obvious that many people today are really afraid of this coming full circle and biting them, because what you're seeing out there in podcasts and the like is that They're talking about if somebody posts, and this is a quote, and this was at in the Three Martini Lunch podcast, if somebody posts something abominable, stupid, or hateful on social media and after a tragedy, his employer doesn't necessarily need to fire that employee. But the employer should really have some sort of intervention, some sort of action that says to the employee, don't do this. It's not good for the company. It makes all of us look bad, and it's really not good for you either. You look and sound like a cruel maniac. And we really don't want a cruel maniac in our workplace. You really shouldn't be taking pleasure in the suffering of others. And if this is what brings joy and meaning into your life, you have serious emotional issues, and you probably should be seeing a mental health professional, right? I mean, that's kind of the way that this would go down more often than not if you had to walk into HR as a result of what you were saying, because you're bringing a very negative attention to you, right? But it's really all about the accountability. And maybe the context of what you do in life would make one of these situations seem more unacceptable than others. And in one of these other articles, they talked about, for example, if you're a teacher and you post something horrific, I would ask you as a parent, if one of the teachers at your teacher's school was advocating pleasure and excitement and joy about the killing of an individual, the assassination of an individual, the fact that a father, a husband, was killed, and that the video is all over the internet, I think you would be concerned, and rightfully so. And how about if your doctor or your nurse at your primary, maybe your primary care physician, is posting all over the social media about their joy in the death of an individual? Remove Charlie Kirk from the picture. Anyone, maybe a former spouse or whatever it may be, do you think maybe you would hesitate before going back to see that individual? I would suspect so, because we don't do those things, right? So we have a lot of people pushing back on the fact that folks are losing jobs and things of that nature. I don't know what the right answer is, but I know, like this author of this article says, it's not acceptable for the Chesterfield County Public Schools Dean of Students to post, "You reap what you sow." And it's not acceptable for the Colorado Department of Health Suicide Prevention Coordinator to post sneering disdain for those mourning Kirk. Kind of suggests that she might want to prevent suicide, but not homicide of certain people. And certainly it's not good for the Carolina Panthers Communications Coordinator to post, "Why are y'all sad? Your man said it was worth it," in reference to the Wu-Tang Clan song "Protect Your Neck." And then we get to Matthew Dowd, the guy who on air immediately after the news of the shooting speculated that we don't know if the gunshot was a supporter shooting their gun off in celebration. Now, can you imagine for a moment you have someone on national TV and there's no evidence that this type of act had ever occurred previously at a Charlie Kirk function or any Republican function where the attendees, in the fit of excitement and joy, pull out their weapons and start firing shots in the air? Are we serious? He's setting himself up as a victim. Can this, I mean, I have to say about the MSNBC executives, I would suggest to you that that's probably how they looked at this. No one could take this guy seriously at this point in time for even suggesting that that would be a possibility, because it's never happened before. So we have to wait, because we don't know whether or not it was one of Charlie Kirk's fans by accident shot him in the neck. And we expect people to do that, that, you know, as this author pointed out, that conservatives typically often substitute firing guns at the stage instead of applause. Right? But back to LeVar Burton for a moment. Talking about this being simply a long overdue reckoning of consequences for objectionable statements. He says, and I quote, "In terms of cancel culture, I think it's misnamed. I think we have a consequence culture, and that the consequences are finally encompassing everybody in this, in society, whereas they haven't been ever in this country." So it's going to be interesting how this ultimately plays out, right? I mean, you remember, and the author in the article points out, you remember everyone, both Republicans, Democrats, and otherwise, how appalled they were when, I know I was, when Alex Jones insisted that Sandy Hook Elementary School was a hoax. What, are you kidding me? Same thing in reaction to folks that have tried to perpetuate the notion that the Holocaust never happened. Are you for real? What are you talking about? Jim Garrity points out that a conservative commentator, John Podhoretz, I'm brutalizing that name, made some observations the other day on X. And he said he hopes that John really turns this into a column or an essay. But he kind of summarizes what he says. And I think it's worth reading because I think he's absolutely right. Here's the danger of social media. It allows people to publish their internal monologues. Our internal monologues and fantasies are often incredibly ugly. People go to therapists because they feel so guilty about them, and one of the tasks of a therapist is to explain that thoughts are not actions. You can rage in your thoughts about your brother or someone at work and even fantasize about them dying, but you have done nothing and are guilty of nothing, and you need to forgive yourself and learn how to calm yourself down. Since about 2007, he says, people have had a means of externalizing their interior monologue. And if the world knew what was going on inside us, we would all be punished viscerally for it. And until 2007, for the most part, the world would not, could not. They could not know. The question is, and he says, I mean this literally, can civilization survive now that we have made witness to the interior lives of others? Now, one would have to admit, right, that in the author of this article that quotes this individual says just about everybody's got ugly thoughts sometimes, right? You hear me talk about emotional intelligence all the time, the ability to manage one own emotions and the emotions of others. This is it in living color. Is gaining control of your emotions, which sometimes reveal themselves in these fantasies that we have of our interior monologues. But just about everybody has ugly thoughts at some point in time in your life. You can admit it. We all do. Thankfully, though, the exercise of emotional intelligence and just common sense, the vast majority of people don't act on those thoughts. It's pretty small. I won't say inconsequential because it has dire, crazy, ugly outcomes. Otherwise, society would be an anarchy. And thankfully, most people keep those thoughts to themselves. So think about that for a moment. We all have an ugly side, an underbelly of a thought process about reactionary to this, retaliate to that. What would we do if I could walk away without any consequences? Oh, I know what I would do to that person. Working through all the relationships that you do in life as you grow up, think about some of the thoughts you had running through your mind as an 18-year-old or otherwise. You think back, it's embarrassing. And thankfully, most of us never put it out there publicly. We knew better. In today's live-for-the-moment society, I'm not sure we know better. And he's right. Can civilization survive now that we have made witness to the interior lives of others, especially if it continues? We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney+ and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Jan Moeller, Executive Director of Invest in Louisiana. It was formerly known as the Louisiana Budget Project, and he joins us. Jan, it's been a while. Welcome to the show.
It sure has been, and thank you for having me, Newell.
It's always good to hear your voice. Before we get into the conference that you guys are going to be holding on September the 18th, let us talk about what you guys are up to right now.
Well, right now it's the conference, and that's what's been taking up most of our time. But you know, overall, it's been a pretty big year for tax and budget policy, both at the state and the federal level. And so a lot of what we're going to be talking about at the conference is that, because it's hard to believe it's been only 2 months, but the one big beautiful bill that was signed into law by the president is going to have profound effects on how Louisiana is going to be able to pay for health care and education and food assistance and a lot of the programs that people depend on. And then, of course, we had the tax reform or the tax overhaul that passed at the state level last November, and the effects of that are going to be felt in the budget in the years to come. So a lot has happened. We haven't really seen all the effects of it yet, but a lot of that is what we're going to be talking about.
Where do y'all fall out on this issue with the big, beautiful bill, especially in the realm of health care? I mean, we've not seen rural hospitals closed down in Louisiana, have we?
We haven't. And a huge reason for that is because Louisiana decided to expand Medicaid in 2016. And of course, when you do that, you make sure that the people who need health care in rural areas actually have the hospital has some way to get paid for treating those patients. We see this new federal law, which cuts almost $1 trillion out of the Medicaid program, as an enormous threat. Now, there was a story just in the paper today about this fund that they set up to kind of try to offset a lot of that. That's not going to make up for the cuts. Now, one thing people need to understand about the cuts is the bill, or the law, I should say, front-loaded the tax cuts. So the tax cuts took effect right away. The tax cuts, of course, mostly flow to those at the very top. Some of the ones that are for the middle class actually have an expiration date, and then they backdated the Medicaid cuts. So a lot of the big cuts aren't really going to take place until after the midterm elections. The first thing I think people are going to see has to do with these Obamacare policies that a lot of people, 300,000 people in Louisiana, have these policies. If Congress doesn't act in the next few weeks to renew those premium tax credits, I think a lot of people are going to see their health insurance get a lot more expensive by the end of the year. But the big cuts aren't really going to come in until about 2027.
But a lot of that we have no one to blame but ourselves for, right? I mean, we've been engaged in exotic financing schemes of Medicaid and for a long, long time in this state. You know, and we continue to do so. 40% of the state is Medicaid eligible. Where would that end? And how, you know, the budget better than most. How could we continue to afford that without the federal government sucking up 90% of the cost?
Well, that's the key question. We can't afford it. Medicaid is mostly paid by the federal government. Louisiana gets a really good deal on Medicaid. And if the federal government pulls away the punch bowl, which is what this law is going to do, you're going to have a lot more people who don't have health coverage. Now, keep in mind, that's not going to keep anybody from getting sick. The health needs are going to go unchanged. All it means is that when that person walks into a hospital because they can't put off getting care any longer, that hospital, if they treat that patient, isn't going to have a way to get paid. And that's going to hurt everybody, not just the people who don't have insurance, who are going to get a huge bill that they can't pay, they can't possibly pay. But if that hospital closes, everybody loses in that community, even the people with the best insurance, because the hospital's closed.
But, John, you know as well as I, this was set up to be a 50-50 cost-sharing proposition. And from day one, we immediately started to try and do workarounds to try and make the federal government suck up more of the responsibility than what the state was going to have. In my view, it kind of goes right back to our prioritization. We never really made it a priority, right? I mean, we took uncompensated care numbers from urban hospitals historically, got to 3-1 or 2-1 match, depending on the administration, and took all of those dollars and went and funded and expanded services in the rural areas, knowing that we were going to hurt the urbans, but trying to save the rurals. And nobody came out a winner in the end there.
Look, I think you're absolutely right, and I'm not going to come on your air and defend every financing scheme that the state has come up with over the years to pay for the Medicaid program. But the Medicaid program is, first of all, for the expansion population. We're talking about working-age adults with low income. It was never designed to be 50-50. It was always designed to be 90-10. 90% federal, 10% state. So we get a really good deal on the Medicaid expansion population. But the bottom line is, we have a lot of people with low incomes here in Louisiana who have health needs, and health insurance in the private market simply is unaffordable for most people. That's why we have a Medicaid program. Louisiana does have some mechanisms in state law to pay the state's share of Medicaid that was set up. There's an insurance premium tax that gets charged to every insurance policy that pays for part of the state's tab for Medicaid. We also have the hospital provider tax that was put into place under Bobby Jindal that also pays part of the fee. So most of the money for the state's share is sort of already baked into the pie. It doesn't come out of the general fund, most of it. So Louisiana gets a really good deal. I think one of the things we do well in Louisiana is health coverage. There was census data that just came out last week that shows our uninsured rate in Louisiana is below the national average. Now, that doesn't always translate into a healthier population because right. We have a lot of unhealthy habits here, but we do a better job than most of our neighboring states in making sure people have health coverage.
Yeah, there was another article that came out, I forgot what national publication it was in. It talked about culture driving health outcomes, and that, you know, more and more the evidence is showing that the culture of a community, their view on what they eat, how they eat, you know, what they do in life is every bit as determinative as anything else as it relates to health outcomes.
Absolutely. And look, I think the study I've seen, and I couldn't cite chapter and verse, but only about 15% of your health outcomes actually has to do with the health care you receive in a doctor's office or in a hospital setting. The rest is everything else, your lifestyle, your diet, your genetics, exercise, whether you smoke, whether you've had trauma. There's a lot of research now that shows if you had, a childhood trauma, a lot, and stress, that can manifest in bad health outcomes. So, yeah, having access to a doctor and a hospital and affordable prescription drugs is only a small part of the puzzle. The rest of it is how we live our lives.
Let me ask you, because I was not of this mindset, but I'm always curious what the mindset was of others as it relates to Medicaid expansion. You will recall, as a Republican, I was one of the few that supported the notion that we should exercise Medicaid expansion in the state of Louisiana. Understanding the demographics of the state, I knew that it was a good deal for the state. But by the same token, I also knew there was no way that this thing could last forever at 90-10. The cost was just going to be too exorbitant. And as more and more states decided to expand Medicaid, I came to the realization real quick. I think those that thought about it thought that a lot of the Republican states would never do it. And when they started to fall out and do it because, they were realizing they may be bypassing the best deal in the century relative to the financing of public health, I growingly became concerned that there was no way this was going to be able to hang on. Did you?
Well, I agree that Medicaid expansion was probably the best policy decision the state has made certainly in the 22 years that I've been hanging around, and it made a huge difference in the lives of people. I do think it's sustainable. Congress can choose to fund the Medicaid program, and let's not forget the reason why these cuts were made as part of this federal law. It wasn't because Medicaid was unaffordable. It was to offset the cost of the tax cuts. So Congress made a policy choice, and the president made a policy choice that tax cuts primarily for the very wealthiest people and corporations were more important than funding health care services for people in poverty, for the elderly, and for people with disabilities, which is who are served by Medicaid. Now, certainly health care in America in general costs too much. You know, we pay way more for health care than anybody else in the country. But Medicaid actually is a lot more cost efficient than Medicare and the cost, the care you get from Blue Cross Blue Shield. So I certainly think, you know, we are wealthy enough as a country to make sure that everybody in America has access to affordable health care. I don't think anybody would design the system that we have right now from scratch. You know, we have all these different payers and insurance companies, and it's a mess. But the idea that we can't afford to make sure that somebody who makes $20,000 a year goes to work maybe at multiple jobs, that person shouldn't have access to a doctor and to medicines and to basic decent health care, I just don't buy that.
Well, I mean, I don't buy that either. I just think there's a better way of going about doing this, whether it would be tax incentives for employers to provide it. We give all kinds of other tax incentives. It would seem to me that we should reward employers to provide robust health insurance for individuals that are working. I think it would also drive people more to the workplace if they knew that they could get that robust health insurance policy there and would have tax incentives for employers to do so. All right, let's talk about September 18th. You guys are putting on a conference in Baton Rouge called Toward Justice for All, Centering Equity in Louisiana's Policy Future. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this is the fourth conference that we've had as an organization. We've been around since 2006, but we didn't start having these conferences until 2019. The pandemic put things on hold for 3 years, and then so this is the third year in a row we've done it. Last year we did it in New Orleans. This one is at the Water Campus in Baton Rouge, right at the foot of the Mississippi River Bridge. And the idea behind this, like a lot of conferences like this, is to take a step back, to have some in-depth discussion, to hear from subject matter experts on some of the huge issues of the day. The news cycle moves really quickly these days, and so I think it's important to take a step back and to talk in depth about some of these policy changes. So we're going to have, you know, the last time I was on your show, Newell, was we were talking about Jeff Landry's attempts to call a constitutional convention. Mm-hmm. We know how that ended up. But so we have a whole panel on the CONCON debate, which, of course, turned into a special session for constitutional amendments on the ballot that the voters rejected. So we're going to hear from some folks who were involved in the in that campaign and that effort and sort of discuss about what happened and why. We have a whole opening plenary that is about the new federal mega bill, the one big beautiful bill. We're going to break down, talk about what's in it, how it might impact Louisiana. So we're going to hear from, you know, national and state experts about that. We have another breakout session that I'm really interested in about the potential changes to the Voting Rights Act. You know, Louisiana has a case before the Supreme Court that could end up rewriting the federal Voting Rights Act, not just for Louisiana, but for the rest of the country, and affect how districts are drawn in the South and the rest of the country. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to hear from some of the plaintiffs. And then we have a keynote address by Maya Wiley with the U.S. Conference on Civil Rights, who's going to have a lunch and a keynote. So there's still a couple of tickets left, not that many. If anybody wants a ticket, you can go to investlouisiana.org. And if you can't stay for the whole day, we also have For a little bit less, you can go just to hear the lunch and the keynote.
All right. Jan Moeller, as always, totally enjoyed the conversation with you, Jan. And make sure you get on more often because I love the conversations that we have on policy. I think they're really robust and good and enjoy it. And best of luck to you with your conference on September the 18th. Toward Justice for
Thank
All, Centering Equity in Louisiana's Policy Future. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Welcome back, folks. There were some folks that texted in on the text line and said small employers can't afford to offer health insurance, and that's why I said that we should look at tax credits, tax incentives for employers that do offer it. Those that would want to avail themselves where it makes sense for them to help with their taxes, that they would get a tax credit if they offered it to employees. We've got to think about any number of different ways to do this, right? And to move the number of people that are on Medicaid that are working to another model, if possible. And to maintain Medicaid in a fashion where it is for the less fortunate individuals out there, what it was originally intended for. There's no perfect model, but the one that we have now, I don't think, is one that we can ultimately afford. We have a $37 trillion deficit. We are spending money in a silly way. Our priorities are all upside down. I think Congress needs to meet less, get more focused on what the basic issues are around here, trying to figure out how we're going to fund that as opposed to funding so many other different things that are out there. We cannot be all things to all people. We don't have the wealth to do it. I know we say that we're a wealthy nation. We're creating more debt every day than we ever have in the history of the country. And we see what's happening in France. We had that discussion yesterday, with Guy Williams from Gulf Coast Bank and Trust talking about how that government and governance is falling apart. They're not willing to constrain spending. The EU has sent down mandates to France to do so. There's no willingness to do it. These are tough political decisions that have to be made, but we have to right size the ship, and we got to figure out exactly where these dollars are going to be spent, because otherwise we're whistling past the graveyard. And folks, just want to remind you, I am going to be broadcasting live from Dini Seafood in Bucktown for Shuck and Tell, a celebration of the Louisiana oyster. We'll kick off Oyster Night, an annual event aimed at raising awareness about Louisiana's robust oyster industry while also recycling oysters to help support coastal restoration. We'll feature special guests like Cynthia Lee Shang, Jerry Bologna, Troy Gilbert, with Chef Brigades, Weldon Danos from the Grand Isle Port Commission, and a whole lot more. Don't miss me at Dini Seafood in Bucktown Thursday from 10 to 1. So let's celebrate the comeback of the oyster industry in Jefferson Parish with JEDCO and WWL. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.